Jackie, thanks for being here in the studio today.
Thanks so much for having me.
So, from the report, what are the numbers for 2016? What do we know about the actual effect of same-day registration and who actually took advantage of it when they went to vote?
So what we know is that just over 100,000 people used same-day registration in the 2016 election, which is up from just over 97,000 last time it was used for general in 2012. And as for who uses it, everybody uses it. It's widely used across all age demographics, with a little bit more use by young voters, but still pretty consistently used throughout. It's used by all three major party affiliations across North Carolina, and it's used by people of all racial identities. So it's helpful for everyone.
And so the partisan breakdown is really interesting here, because we're talking about same-day registration. That is, if you show up to the polls for early voting, you can register and vote on the same day. And you know, the crux of the debate in the General Assembly and just sort of in North Carolina has been Democrats have been very concerned about opening up early voting and same-day registration as much as possible. Republicans and conservatives have been trying to restrict early voting, number of sites, number of days, number of hours, and there's a lot of interest groups and think tanks that are on the right side of the aisle that are trying to cut back on same-day registration as well. And I think all of that is generated by and also contributes to the assumption that, well, it's Democrats who take advantage of early voting. It's Democrats or liberals who tend to register and vote on the same day. But this report says that's not actually true at all.
Right. So what we saw is 34% of all people that use same-day registrations were actually Republican to 35% Democrat. So really, apples and apples there. But what's more interesting to me is that proportionally to the registration rates across the state, more Republicans used it than Democrats. So 1.6% of all registered Republicans in the state used SDR, whereas 1.3% of all registered Democrats used it across the state. So slightly more Republicans, actually, proportionally speaking.
Speaking with Jackie Mafatore again, lead author of this report that the Southern Coalition for Social Justice just put out. SouthernCoalition.org is their website, and you can get the full report online at SouthernCoalition.org/SDR. And we're talking about same-day registration during early voting, which is particularly important now and is probably going to become increasingly important because more and more people move more and more often, right? What are the statistics in terms of the mobility of voters in North Carolina?
So as far as North Carolina specifically, I couldn't tell you, but the Census Bureau cites that around 11% of people move every year. So that's a lot, and especially in regions of North Carolina, like here in the triangle, where we have, you know, NC State, we have Duke, we have UNC, we have Shaw, we have Central, so many schools. That's going to be a pretty high mover rate because young people are the people that are most mobile coming in and out of college, and are going to be the most implicated by having to update their registration when they move counties. In a state that's championed for having so many institutions of higher learning, it's definitely a concern, the mover rate, as it relates to voting.
Yeah, and that's really important, too, because otherwise you'd have to move and simultaneously fill out a new registration card. You got to send it in. You got to wait for it to come back. And a lot of people just sort of fall through the cracks if that's the only option they have, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And we did speak to a woman when we were drafting this report who actually moved from Rockingham County to Guilford County, and she thought that she had dotted all of her T's and crossed all of her, or I'm sorry, dotted all of her I's.
That was
crossed
the problem
all
in the first
T's.
Place, right? Yeah.
And she, in the hustle and bustle of moving, didn't double check to make sure that she was registered, but for same day registration, she wouldn't have been able to vote in the last election. So we're definitely seeing firsthand that SDR acts as a safety net for people who, whether it be through any sort of error or just being busy when you're moving and you're making sure you have electricity turned on, SDR is a great safety net to make sure you can still vote.
I was always kind of curious about this, just sort of thinking about this issue, because when you move, you've got to fill out a change of address form with the post office, you've got to change your registration, you've got to change your driver's license, you've got to fill out a different form for each of those, and you've got to send it to a different agency, or in the case of the driver's license, you actually physically go to the DMV or the Driver's License Bureau, and every single one of those things has to be taken care of individually and independently of all of the others. Is there a way to resolve this issue and all of the others by just having one clearinghouse for when you move, you submit one thing to one agency and all of that just gets taken care of? Or is that a stupid question? I honestly don't know.
So in the state of North Carolina, actually, every time you go to the DMV to update your driver's license or have a transaction online, you are supposed to be prompted to update your voter registration if you want to. And so those agencies actually do communicate, and the issue arises when they don't communicate as well as one would hope. And then people fall victim to thinking that they're registered because they've taken advantage of this. Then they show up and they're not on the rolls. But as far as a clearinghouse for all things, might have to take that up with our state legislatures. There are definitely other states that when you go to, for example, the United States Postal Service website to update your address, it'll reroute you. If that state that you live in has online registration or something of the sort, it'll reroute you so you can go ahead and do that. Mm-hmm. In North Carolina, it's just going to reroute you to the State Board of Elections form that you can fill out, and you have to take that extra step to go ahead and submit that. So it's not as streamlined of a process here.
Speaking with Jackie Mappatore, again, the author of this report from the Southern Coalition on Social Justice, southerncoalition.org is the website, or southerncoalition.org/SDR if you want to get the full report on SDR, which is same-day registration that we're talking about. What about security concerns? I know one of the arguments that is being raised by opponents of same-day registration is, well, it opens the door to potential voter fraud. Is that something that is a legitimate concern here?
So I would argue that same-day registration is equally as secure as registering by mail, if not more so. When you register by mail, if you have a driver's license number or you're comfortable providing the last four digits of your social security number, you actually don't have to provide anything subsequently. You fill it out and then you mail it in and you show up to vote and that's it. You don't have to provide anything additional. But when you register same day, you have to provide proof of residence in county, proof of identity, and you have to fill that form out in front of an elections official, which is an in-person attestation that you are who you say you are, and if you're lying, you're acknowledging that you're subject to a class high felony. So that's a lot more. Those are a lot more hoops that you have to jump through than if you were to simply write down your driver's license number on your registration form and put it in the mail. And so, to me, there's no greater concern. There's even less concern if you're registering same day because you have to provide so much more upfront.
What else do people need to know about the report? What jumped out at you when you wrote this and when you were doing the research that we didn't cover?
I think that we've covered a great deal of it. I think the most important things to know is that SDR is used by everyone. It's not just one subgroup of people that benefits from SDR being in place. And it is a great safety net to make sure that people can participate in our democracy and aren't encumbered by something silly like an administrative error or a post office error. And it's just, you know, even if there are no errors, it's just really convenient. And it's definitely going to help enfranchise more people, and that is a great thing.
Southerncoalition.org is the website for the Southern Coalition for Social Justice, or you can get the full report directly, southerncoalition.org/SDR, and that's same-day registration, SDR. Go there and find out more. Jacqueline Mappatore, thank you so much.
Thank you.